Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Are you ready to triumph over the challenges in your life? Are you ready to create the life you desire? Radio host Sue London overcame illness, abuse, disease, divorce, and near death. As a spiritual life coach, Reiki master, motivational speaker, and author, Sue's goal is to help millions of people cope, heal, and move forward. Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host Sue London. Host Sue London and her weekly guest will bring you tools, techniques, products, and services that will help you get inspired to create the life you desire. Now, here's your host, Sue London.
I'm Sue London, and you are listening to Get Inspired Radio on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay with us for the next hour, and let us inspire you and help you to create that life that you've only dreamed of having. Now, I want to invite you to connect with me after the show through my personal website, AskSueLondon.com. And folks, when you're at the website, I want to invite you to sign up for that free newsletter. Because when you sign up for that free newsletter, I am going to send you all kinds of great information about new teleclasses that are coming up, free gifts for you, and lots of great surprises. Also, when you sign up for the newsletter, I'm going to send you 10 weekly inspiring videos that are filled with all kinds of tools and techniques that I use personally in my life to overcome the challenges that I went through. So check all that out at AskSueLondon.com. Now, I cannot talk, folks, to you a lot tonight because I just have to find out what's new with my producer, Christopher, and we have to get into the show because I'm so excited about this show, Christopher.
I'm excited, too. I'm excited to have somebody on who's basically talking about stuff that I need, as usual.
Well, you know, I picked this guest for a few reasons because I love him so much. He's such an important part of my life, and he's also, between you and I, we're going to between Paul and I, we're going to motivate you and all our listeners who maybe might be spending time on the couch watching too much TV or maybe saying they're too busy. Do any of these things come to your mind, what I would be talking about?
You know what? I think you said the key word, motivation. That's it.
Okay. Okay, well, if anyone can motivate you, I'm telling you, this guy we've got on the show today can, because he is just such one of the greatest inspirations in my life, and I'm so honored to have met him and work with him personally. I just wish you lived closer to me so, you know, we could share him.
Well, we got to do something about that.
I know. But before we get into the show, anything new? How are you doing? Keeping out of trouble?
You know what? There's no time for trouble. I've been so darn busy with everything, and I'm on 10 million committees. I'm on the beach concert committee, so I just left there a little while ago talking about the concerts that are going to be on the beach this summer because we're revitalizing and bringing back the beach because of Superstorm Sandy that kind of wiped out a lot of stuff down there, but everybody's rebuilding, and I'm on the committee once again to decide who's going to perform down there, and, you know, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Perfect. So, well, you have to keep us all posted what's happening and, you know, what the dates are and times and stuff like that.
Absolutely.
It is so beautiful down there. I'm glad to hear that they're, you know, renovating it and getting it back to its natural beauty. That's good to hear. Now, we haven't given a book away for a while.
It has been a little while, isn't it?
Giving mood. So how about we give away a copy of My Life Story, Soar Above It All, Overcoming Adversities in Life. And do you want to share with everyone how they're going to do that?
Sure. They can call the radio station and Transformation Talk Radio at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. Call in and get a book. But not just any book, though.
It's my book.
That's right.
And, and folks, I want to tell you too, this story is about my personal journey of overcoming and healing Crohn's disease, a life and death pregnancy, abuse, being given 30 minutes to live, having a near-death experience, then going through divorce and soaring above it all and meeting Mr. Right and having the life that I only dreamed of. And also, there's a big part in there about what exercise did for my health. Very positive stuff. So call in. The first caller, right? We're saying, Christopher, first caller?
First caller, 1-800-930-2819.
Perfect. Well, folks, we've got a great show for you tonight. And I'm really excited because I know what exercising does in my own personal life and what it has done in helping me to overcome and heal Crohn's disease. So tonight I have brought the inspiration that if anyone can inspire you, it is this man tonight. He is my personal trainer, and he is an awesome guy. He is so knowledgeable, and he has shown me such great results. And tonight when he comes on, he's going to tell you what the results have been so far after my first measurement. And I'm so excited about that. So let me tell you about this amazing guy. Paul Hudson is my personal trainer. He is also the manager of personal trainers at the Good Life Fitness Gym in Grimsby, Ontario, Canada. And, you know, basically he says, everyone deserves the opportunity to be educated on the importance of health and physical activity. That through competitive sport and personal fitness, Paul Hudson was led to pursuing a physical education degree, increasing his motive to truly believe that anyone has the capacity and potential to be as healthy mentally and physically as they want to be. Now, he says, and I quote, "We just have to be willing to climb the mountain to enjoy the view." You can learn a lot about Paul at and the Good Life Gyms at goodlifefitness.com/personal trainer. Training, sorry, personal training. Now, before we bring Paul on the show, I want to give the call-in number to you because you may have questions that you may want to ask me or to ask Paul. So don't be shy. Call us. The number you call is 1-800-930-2819. Again, the phone number is 1-800-930-2819. And you can also ask your questions through the instant feedback area on the homepage on TransformationTalkRadio.com website. So without any further delay, I am proud to welcome Paul Hudson to the show. So, Paul, welcome to the show, my friend.
Thank you, Sue. It's a pleasure to be here.
I'm so glad you're here, as we have talked every week about my personal trainer.
Yeah, it's been quite the journey so far. It hasn't been too long yet, but just in the short 6 or 7 weeks we've been together, we've gotten some great results, and we've had some interesting experiences, haven't we?
We have had interesting experiences, to say the least, haven't we?
Yes, we have.
I have to tell everybody that really, Paul, really has a lot of meaning in my life. I can't brag, Paul, enough about you. I've told you this story before. I tell everybody that Paul is my exercise angel sent to me from above. I have to tell the story, Paul, before you share my results, okay? What happened, folks? You've heard me saying over the different shows that, you know, my husband Ross and I, last year was about building, you know, new houses. We were building 3 new houses. We moved into a new house. You know, one daughter announces she's having a baby. We have a baby 3-4 weeks ago. And then a daughter's getting married. Lots of excitement happening. My career, there's lots of stuff happening there. So I was really, I knew that now we're settled in our new house, I had to spend the time and get back and focus on my health. As well as, you know, some little push from our daughter getting married said to Ross and I, you know, you guys, I want to see you get a little smaller, a little more trim tone, because for my wedding, I want the pictures to look awesome, so I want you guys to look better. So, I mean, that was our kick in the butt, but she did it from a loving way, and I appreciate it because that's what we needed to hear. So what happened, Ross and I sat down and we said, okay, we're moved in, we're all settled, we need to take the time now to focus on ourselves. And so I put this intention out that, you know, I bring me the right person that could help me to get fit and toned, that I was looking for somebody to help me, because I can honestly tell you, and Paul will tell you as well, that, you know, I do need that little extra push. I'm not in denial about that, folks. And so, you know, between the power of intention and visualizing that I was getting smaller, working with the right person, the next day we got the answered prayer. And Ross and I went out in our car, and we were driving around just to kind of see what was new, you know, in the area where we want to go. And we came across the Good Life Fitness Gym. And the Good Life Fitness Gym, for any of you Canadians, it's known as one of the best gyms in the country. And that was the gym that I went to years ago when I wanted to get back to health and get my, you know, better with overcoming Crohn's disease. And I worked with a trainer then too. And that's the only way I would work with somebody, is with a trainer at a good establishment. And the Good Life was great. So when I came across the Good Life, it was totally meant to be. And it was like destiny. I was coming home and the right person was there waiting for me. And it was Paul. So Paul, you will always be my little exercise angel. I bet you never told you that story, did I?
Who, me?
Yeah, I've never told you that story. I don't think I have.
I haven't heard that story yet. That's,
well, you're my little exercise angel, my friend.
Oh, there you go. That's always a good thing to have, no?
It is, exactly. Now, I think what we're going to do, folks, we're going to completely skip the first break because there's so much that Paul and I are going to talk about. And I want right away, before we go into details, Paul, can you share with everybody the results? Yesterday was a big day. You measured me. Tell everybody what the results are so far.
It's like I said, too, we've had some ups and downs over the past 6 or 7 weeks. I think you know that just as well as I do. And it's tough sometimes to see physical results when you can't do all the things that you want to do to get there. So we did our measurements yesterday. And throughout measuring, I guess you could say your right, left arm, your chest, your waist, your stomach, your right and left quad as well as your calves, you lost about 12 and a half inches in total, and you lost 4 pounds in body fat, which is amazing to see, especially with the bumps that we've had.
Yeah, I was really excited about that, and I can tell everyone listening, Ross, my husband, works with a trainer too, and he's never, ever been able to lose weight. And I've always said to him the secret was to work with a personal trainer. And so Paul was really great at connecting him to his trainer, Christian. And Ross, I think, correct me, maybe you don't know this, Paul, I think Ross has lost like, what, 11 or 12 pounds now, I think, isn't it?
Yeah, I think even in his first 3 or 4 weeks, it was about 8 pounds, and it just keeps going from there. Yeah, Christian.
Yeah, and I want to add, because, folks, you're hearing both Ross and I work with a personal trainer, but for different reasons. I work with a trainer because I know that I need a little bit more push, and for the past in my health, that I would only work with a trainer because he knows me, and I really trust Paul because I know Paul, you know me better than I know myself when it comes to this a lot of times, don't you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I think a big part of it is being able to read your clients' bodies, right? So.
Yeah. Now, can I ask you, when you also are a personal trainer, but you're also the manager of over the personal trainers, now you have a client come to you, say they want to work with a personal trainer. How do you choose what kind of trainer works with what client?
The biggest thing that I do first is I look at what the client's needs are. I have a lot of trainers that, you know, have different skills. Some have similar skills, but some have different things that they're very good at. You know, one individual may be very good at fascial stretch and working with structural imbalances, and another individual may be extremely good at weight loss. So I look at the facts first, and then from there, I try and determine what personality of my trainers would match best with that client or that potential client, and yet that person who I've sat down and done a consult with.
Yeah, and so when somebody is coming to you now as a client, so that's how you pick the trainer. So when someone comes to you, do you always say, okay, what are you looking for? Or, like, I know for me, when they asked me what kind of trainer I wanted, I said, you know, whoever's the right one, it will all fall in, which there's no question, you are definitely the right fit for me, just like Christian is the right fit for Ross.
Yeah.
But as a client, because we've got people listening going, okay, I work at a gym, but how do I know what I want in a trainer? How do you address that?
Ultimately, it's if I had somebody who was indecisive and they're not quite sure what they want in a trainer, I'd give them the opportunity to work with, you know, I have 9 trainers on staff right now. So let's say I give them, you know, 3 or 4 who I think their personality is most suitable with, And ultimately, the last decision that is to be made is how well you get along with that person. Because when you think about it, you know, you're spending upwards of 60 to, I don't know, 120 hours or 6 months to a full year with somebody, right? So if the personalities don't click, it's very difficult to get results because you're not enjoying the session. You know, you can't have the deep conversations that you and I have, and you can't develop an understanding for one another.
And Paul, I have to add this because, Christopher, I know you'll love this. There have been times where Paul has had to tell me to stop talking. Does that shock you?
Motor mouth? I mean, no. I didn't say motor mouth, did I? No.
But I don't talk that much, though. I'm getting better, though, don't you think?
I think I have a story for you, too. The first we had, okay, the usual session is about an hour. The first session that we had was two.
Okay, well, you didn't have to tell them that now, okay?
I think that may explain whether or not Sue likes to talk. It doesn't help that I do, too, so.
Okay, Christopher, this is the time for you to go to the bathroom now, okay? Because I don't need any feedback about that.
All right, I'm going to run in there really quick right now. No, I'm staying right here.
but you know, like, adding to what Paul's saying here, you know, I can honestly tell you that Paul is definitely the right trainer for me. And, you know, if you're looking at a trainer, you want to look at that. To me, a trainer is like you're picking your doctor. I know that I can go to Paul and say, push me. Or I can say, you know, I'm feeling dizzy, back off. Or he can say, stop talking. Or, you know, what are some other things, Paul, that I can't. I mean, we open up completely to each other. And that's how a relationship it should be, right?
Well, of course it is. I think the biggest thing is, you know, some degree have our own intrinsic motivation, our self-motivations, and some people more than others. And a lot of it is being able to find an internal motivation, but having that external as well, and having that other individual saying, hey, let's do a little bit more. And that's not always what it's about. I think having, you know, we always say that two heads are better than one, right? And if an individual is having problems losing weight or, you know, finding structural balance, it's always better to have not just a professional, but another head thinking of different things you can do to achieve the results that you want, right?
Right. And I know for me, folks, you've heard me say this countless times. I'm a coach myself, and I always feel that to get the best results, work with a coach. And for me, I wanted to get the best results for my fitness, my toning, and the whole bit. And like I said, you know, working with a personal trainer, great gym. You got double whammy there, positiveness. That's a word. And, you know, that's just been the right answer for me. And Paul, you and I talked about this with Ross. It's amazing. He never worked with a personal trainer, and he was kind of kicking and fighting it a little bit in the beginning, wasn't he?
Well, it's funny too, because it's you always look at how can you make a decision on something when you've never experienced it before.
And yeah,
he was very reluctant, and I think that I think a lot of that just comes from some sort of restriction or past experience or things that you know, they just don't feel comfortable enough to put themselves in those situations to work with a personal trainer.
Right, and why I wanted to say that, I love Ross very dearly. As you know, Paul, and listeners, you've heard me talk about him a lot. But I wanted to bring that up because a lot of you listeners are thinking, that's not right for me. I'm not doing that. But you got to give it a try. And Ross will tell you, if he was here, I'd bring him on the show tonight, but he's not here tonight, unfortunately. But he will tell you that he never, ever thought he'd see results, and now he's seen them, but he had to have somebody push him to do it, and that was the answer for him. Now, Paul, why don't we, I'm really opening myself up here tonight with everyone listening and you sharing our secrets, but why don't I get you to share that when I first came to you, how bad I was? Because I had really put myself in the back seat with all our moving and babies being born and planning weddings and that. So why don't you tell them kind of what kind of a handful I was in the beginning?
Handful, yes. I think it's not that you were immensely out of shape or you didn't eat right or you didn't do those things, because you know you already have a conscious mind in terms of what's healthy and what's not. I think your past health is what makes you a very difficult client. And, you know, the different injuries that you've had, the different, you know, experiences with Crohn's disease, and your digestion is very difficult, because for me to try and sit down and evaluate how you eat, I need to know things that you can and can't eat. Another thing, you know, looking at a client like that is we can't just, it's a perfect example of we can't just jump into these things. Right. Yeah. We can't just say, okay, it's time to get fit, it's time to get healthy, I want to be a better person, I want to be in better shape. When you come to the gym, there's a lot of things that you know, the average person doesn't know that they should or shouldn't be doing. And I say should or shouldn't, an emphasis on shouldn't be doing, right?
Right,
and
right.
The biggest thing is understanding, you know, going to your doctor first and talking to them and saying, is there some things that I need to look out for? And then mm-hmm. another part of it is seeing a professional such as myself, and there's a lot of exercises that individuals can't do because mm-hmm. of the things that they've done to themselves over a period of time, right? So, mm-hmm. you know, it's been a lot of fun trying to figure out what exercises work for you, what don't, mm-hmm. and, you know, especially your energy levels with the lack of sleep that you've had. So how do I put that extra stress on your body when you're not getting enough sleep? So, yeah, it's been a road. So,
yeah, and also, folks, I can share a bit about my past. With having Crohn's disease, doctors had put me on high dosages of prednisone, steroids. And what had happened, I had broken an elbow, I'd broken a thumb, I tore my leg muscles. There was a lot of scar tissue in my my abdomen area. I'd had 18 surgeries, so there was just no muscle there. I don't even know, will we ever find muscle there, do you think, by the way, Paul?
Yeah, of course. It'll be a journey, but that's, you know, that's a part of the process. So that makes it that much more rewarding.
Right. So, but why I'm sharing that is I would only work with a trainer, folks, and because I trust Paul and he's helping me with this, I know, like, I'm getting the results is what I'm saying. Now, one of the things, Paul, that I think we should share, because this was really a wake-up call for me, there's a lot of our listeners that they sit at a desk for long hours. Tell them how it affected me.
It affected you in so many different ways, but I think two or three,
with the legs,
the most important is, you know, the movement in your legs and your joints and the way you hold yourself and your posture. So the biggest thing, you know, one of the first things that I told you to do was stop sitting for so many hours, because what it does is there's muscles in our hips. They're called your hip flexors. And what happens is they shorten and they can create, it's called an anterior tilt on your pelvis, which leads to us not moving correctly when we walk. I mean, mm-hmm. another thing is the posture with your shoulders and the internal rotation of your shoulders and how that affects your internal organs. And you're already having issues with digestion. We don't want that internal rotation putting more pressure on your organs. And I think what people don't realize, and that comes down to it again, is we need to create a structurally sound body before we really get into, you know, some weight loss processes and some muscle building processes and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. And that's what I liked, you know, with working with you. You really kicked my butt and showed me, hey, the sitting, what it's doing to you. And so when Paul, guys, I guess it was the first week you said I was really tight and I had to do the stretching, right?
Mm-hmm.
And so what I did, and this is kind of my secret here, guys, I turn to my dogs and I say to them, you know, when, you know, make me aware that when I need to get moving here. And it's all, like, literally on cue. If I'm sitting too long at my desk and I get, you know, distracted with one call after another, or get, you know, get writing too long or whatever I'm doing, my dogs will pick up what I'm doing and they will come over, and Gus and Willie, they'll paw at me and they'll come over and then they'll make me, you know, be aware, like, time to get up. And then I'll get on the floor and I'll do the stretches that Paul tells me to do, and the dogs will be licking my face. So it's awesome pet therapy. So if you are going through, like, this whole getting into exercise, if you've got dogs, you're ahead of the game right there already. So it's my dogs that make me aware that I need to get up and stretch. And so if you're sitting, like, we're going to share with you tonight some things that you can do to make that better, improve it, or not have that happen to you. But before we talk about that kind of stuff, can you, like, we've talked about your muscles are tight, you know, they shrink in the whole bit. Let's talk about health benefits.
Just different things that come from exercising.
Sorry about that.
No, that's okay. I think, you know, there's all kinds of things, good things that happen to our body. You know, it helps us sleep better. It gives us more energy. You know, it gives our immune system the strength to deal with the things that come from our external environment. You know, tones and firms your muscles, I think, is a big thing that everybody looks at. It reduces tension and stress. I mean, we go to work for 8, 9, 10, and some people work 12 hours a day. And instead of going and exercising for, you know, 45 to 60 minutes, we go home and take out our stressors on our personal relationships and stuff like that.
Right.
But I think what I always say to my clients is the number one benefit that we receive from exercising and achieving these certain things in our own health mm-hmm. is our self-confidence and our self-esteem, right?
Yeah.
Because, you know, we're always searching for this sense of happiness and sense of self and self-awareness and being happy with ourselves. And, you know, with the weight loss and with the lowered cholesterol and with the better body image comes a better mental state, right? And I think that's the biggest thing that we see from this.
Well, and, you know, can I add to that? Because when I had gone through my divorce, I had gone through abuse in my life from my first husband, and I was like, no confidence. I was shot down. I just wanted to curl up and I was around negative people, everything. Then when I joined, again, the Good Life Gym in our area where we used to be, I walked in and I found that each week, because the exercise, it was, you know, just getting things flowing in me. I was seeing I could do things that I had been told otherwise I could never do. I got around like-minded positive people. Just the whole, like, energy of just the building was big for me. And then when I started toning, it just really built my confidence up and for me to be able to do what I could, which was really powerful. So, you know, that's, if you've been abused, to me, that's the number one thing you start doing is exercise. Now, let's talk about what can really be bad for you if you don't exercise. And I'm keeping in mind, Chris, so I hope you're taking notes here with this.
I am writing as we speak. I don't know how good it's going to do. You know what it's going to do? It's going to give exercise to my hand for writing.
Oh, my gosh.
I think the negative things, the list goes on for both the positive and negative, and hopefully mm-hmm. for most people, either after listening to the show or doing some reading on their own, they realize the negative effects and some of the stuff that they do in their daily life, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Let's say you come home, and instead of going for a walk for 30 or 40 minutes, we sit on the couch and watch TV for 2 hours, right? Mm-hmm. That lack of movement decreases our muscle mass. It slows down our metabolism, you know, and then we become unhappy with ourselves, you know, maybe increases the stress in our life. It's very difficult to really come to grips with
the negative
things.
It's endless, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Of course it is.
It's endless.
I think you need to, instead of me sitting here and explaining millions of different things and negative effects that it has on your life, I think what people should do is take a look at any negative thing that they have in their life. Is it a result of not exercising? Is it because they aren't taking the time for themselves to put their bodies first? And what I also say to clients, as well as people that I just talked to, is, you know, are you making the time to invest in your own health? Because at the end of the day, without your health, what do you have? We go to work. We work hard, right? We work mm-hmm. hard because there's certain possibly materialistic things that we want. Maybe we want to get a promotion. Maybe we want to do something for somebody. But what happens when you get up one day and you can't move, you can't, you know, you're very, your mobility's gone, you can't walk properly, you know, you're overweight or you have issues with your knees because you haven't been exercising properly. And I don't think people realize this until they have aspects of their life taken away from these negative effects.
Right, exactly. And I know I've had my life, my health, everything was taken away from me. And a doctor said, who do you want to say goodbye to? And folks, we don't want to see you at that point. So this show today is about inspiring you to not be in that place and to get moving. Paul, let's take a quick break. And then when we come back, let's talk more about valuing yourself, exercises that we can do in the whole bit. Sounds good?
Okay. Yeah, sounds good.
Folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Some talk networks broadcast whatever they want to, whether the vibration is high or low. Others tune in to the highest vibration possible to help people live life full out. These networks don't come along very often. But when they do, they remind us that we can achieve everything that is possible to help ourselves, to help others, and to help the planet.
I'm Sue London.
I'm Karen Hager.
I'm CJ Liu.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. These networks aren't concerned about sensationalizing bad news.
They hear something on the radio, and all of a sudden, their whole day is ruined.
They aren't concerned about sensationalizing individuals' setbacks.
Powerful, inspiring.
They focus on an amazing, innovative broadcast network.
You can learn a lot.
That helps people rise up. That helps people become empowered.
Empowered Living Radio is where you can find it.
That helps people say yes to standing in the abundance and amazement that is their lives.
The urge to grow.
These networks remind us that everything is possible.
Let us inspire you.
That nothing is limited.
Epic social change.
That our lives are much more than anything our minds would hope us to believe.
Overcome those challenges in your life.
These networks help us rise and shine to the occasion of our lives.
True empowerment.
Transformation Talk Radio is one of these networks.
Transformative radio show that will change your life.
Won't you join us? Join us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Tune in each Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern for the hit show Out of the Fog with Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. Spark your spirit and ignite your soul with spiritual conversation and enlightening guests that will help you get clear and catapult you into action. You'll meet metaphysical movers and shakers, intuitives, spiritual visionaries, and more. Want an on-air reading? Karen's down-to-earth style and lively curiosity delivers the compassionate, no-nonsense, intuitive advice that's become her trademark. Visit FogCityPsychic.com and book your reading today.
We are back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. And folks, today I'm so excited. I've got my personal trainer, Paul Hudson, with us here today. And we are inspiring you to all get fit and start exercising. I am so excited about that. Before we go into more about the exercising, Christopher, I understand we have a winner for the book.
Yes, we do. We have Jamie Wager of Ashaway, Rhode Island. Congratulations.
Congratulations, Jamie. Enjoy the book. Okay, so now we won't even go into what we were talking about on the break, but we'll talk about it later in the show, right, guys? Folks, I wish you could have been on the break because Paul was in action with our producer, Christopher. Now, so Christopher, has Paul got you, you know, thinking about exercising again?
Yes, he most certainly has. He's got me thinking about it. And the fact that off the air, basically discussing that to get from the thinking point to the doing point, I have to put it, at least I said this, I have to put it on my list of priorities as though it is a priority.
Right, exactly. So do you want to talk about that now? Paul, do you want to talk about like the balance? Do you want to?
Sure, of course.
I think that's important to bring that up because I think maybe there's people going, still, I can't do this because of time management. So why don't we talk about that?
Yeah, I think, I don't want to say everybody makes excuses, but everybody finds a reason why they shouldn't be doing it. Mm-hmm. Or you know, anybody who isn't taking the time for themselves to do it. And the biggest thing when I sit down with somebody is, I just don't have the time to commit to it. Or, you know, I have two kids and I have, you know, stuff I have to do at home and they're just, I can't seem to find the time. And the biggest reaction that I give them is, you know, so do you want to take the time to love yourself and give yourself the opportunity to live life to the fullest? Well, yes, of course I do. Okay, well then why don't you take the time to make your health a priority? Because if you don't, you're not going to be able to enjoy those things. And, you know, whether it's an individual sitting down at the beginning of the day and creating a to-do list or, you know, somebody saying, I have all these goals that I want to achieve in my life, we work so hard to either complete that to-do list or to achieve all these things on our bucket list in our life For a lot of people, we forget about what's most important, and that's our health. And without our heart, our health, our mind, and all these physical things, we can't do those things on our bucket list or our daily goal list.
And you know what I found was really good for us, too, is that both Ross and I, both my husband and I, we both said we're doing this together. And that made it so much better because then we sat down and we looked at our schedules and we said, okay, when are we marking this time? And, I mean, people say they have date nights with their partners or spouses or girlfriend, boyfriend, whatever. What our date night is Monday going to the gym together. That's how much we've changed. And then, like, I do my personal training Wednesday mornings and Friday mornings. The time that, you know, Paul and I do my training that's kind of my best time for working out. And yeah, it was during my business day, but I changed my schedule and I knew for me, I have to walk my talk. You know, if I'm up on stage speaking and I'm not like looking healthy, you know, can you really believe me as a speaker? So I know it's important for me to have my health. And for many reasons. And, you know, with my husband, Ross, he knew that, you know, he was getting a bigger size and he needed to work out. So we sat down and we looked at, okay, what's the schedule? And, you know, normally Saturday we wouldn't be around. So Ross fit his training into Saturday morning. So, you know, it's really important, folks, that if you have a partner doing this with it, it's awesome because you can, you know, Ross and I are very competitive and we'll say, I lost this, you know, come on, beat that, you know, and we're having fun with that. But it's how we're motivating each other. Eating right. We're both, you know, eating the same foods, which are very healthy. Now, what I do is I mark in my calendar, nothing, no meetings, nothing will come between my time on Wednesday and Friday morning between 11 and 12 during that day, because that's my health time and that's my health time with Paul. So that's how much I mark it in my calendar and make that commitment. Are there other ways, Paul, that you would suggest that people can make sure they mark that time? Am I putting you on the spot with that one?
I don't know if there's much to add to that, to what you said, Sue. I think it's putting it, even when I first started, I think this is a good example. I would write my personal workouts, right? Because, you know, I think I have to walk the walk as well.
Yeah.
I would put my personal workouts in my schedule book. And at one point, I got so busy that I was erasing my own workouts my schedule book and putting in clients. And it would be 7, 8, 9 at night, and I still haven't done my exercise for the day. So, you know, I got to a point, even in my profession, where I wasn't taking the time for myself to be my best. And what I realized was I do all my scheduling in pencil. Put it in pen and don't change that time. Because if you don't make that time or make sure that nothing else comes in the way of that time, it's never going to happen. I know that there's a lot of other things that we want to do in a day, but that needs to be the time where you can, you know, prioritize and do what you need to do. And I think, sorry, I don't mean to ramble on, but I think people what they do is they make it to be more of a chore than just a block in the day where they want to get in and get out. So what what I say to people is really what it needs to be is 60 minutes in a day.
60 minutes a day?
Yeah, 45 to 60 minutes in a day, okay? Now, whether that's one block or two blocks or three blocks in the day, block off 30 minutes or block off 60 minutes in the day and just go and do it. Put your cell phone away, put your books away, put anything away that's going to distract you. Go into a gym, go outside, do what you need to do and do that 60 minutes, get it done with, and then move on with the rest of your day to your next appointment or whatever it may be.
Are you saying every day we should be doing this?
Something. I mean, it doesn't need to be intense when, you know, when you look at, Sue, your training versus my training, of course it's not going to be the same thing, right?
Oh, no, not close.
Yeah, right? So, I mean, when I say do something every day, so for me, example, I train twice a day, 4 days a week, okay? That means I get Wednesday, Saturday, and Sunday where I'm doing some active rest, like riding the bike or doing a different type of training such as energy systems training, or I love hiking, so I go for a hike on a Sunday. But I truly believe if we want to be as healthy as we can be, you know, there should be 4 or 5 days at least throughout the week where we want to exercise.
Right. Now, let me ask you this, because we've got people listening and they're like, okay, I'm really motivated. I want to start exercising. What do you tell them is their first step?
The first step, I guess you could say, as we mentioned earlier, is either talk to a doctor so there's anything you may need to, you know about in terms of your health.
Yeah.
The next step would be, if it's the middle of winter, I would say go to your local gym, because for a lot of people it's difficult to justify going out in minus 20 when there's 3 feet of snow outside and get some exercise, which can be great exercise. But
you could shovel snow, but that's not enough.
Exactly. I mean, if you went to any Good Life in the area, there's going to be a lot of help. I mean, they give you the opportunity to really get you to where you want to be. And then, like you mentioned before, what does somebody do if either they can't afford it or they can't find a gym or they live in, you know, I lived up north in Muskoka for a few years, and I was driving an hour just to go to the gym. But a lot of people, they don't have that, you know, it's not the drive, but they may not have the ability. Mm-hmm. So there's all kinds of different exercises and ways that you can exercise when not having to go to the gym as well, right?
Okay. So to me, walking is great. I love walking.
Walking's fantastic, yeah.
But then, you know, we have two little Shih Tzus, and they don't really walk that fast. That's not really what you would class as exercise, right? Or would
I mean, that's something that I would do on an active rest day. Like I said, on a Sunday or a Saturday, when I go for a hike, you know, I'd go for a slow walk or something. Mm-hmm. I mean, what you need to do to improve your health, there's all kinds of science behind it, you know, things like the overload principle, where you it's conditioning the body through providing it with loads that make it difficult, and it conditions itself better than what it was before. So we really do want to exert ourselves a little bit, and that's where we are going to see the results that we want.
Yeah, and I can tell you, like, I when we were going through a lot of stuff with all the changes and everything, I would say to Ross, okay, let's go walk the dogs. And he'd say, okay, well, let's walk without the dogs. And I said, no, we have to keep the dogs. And I was actually getting lazy because I wasn't working out. And it was ongoing conversations about, leave the dogs at home, we're not getting a good workout. So, folks, take your dogs one time and then leave them home another time, because there is a difference when you walk your pets, that, you know, the workout you're getting. Now, Paul, what I'm thinking is, let's take a break, because when we come back, let's share about what happens when you don't eat right, and we'll share the little story what happened to me. Does that sound good?
Okay, that sounds good.
Folks, as you can hear him laughing, you want to come back for this, because it's another story of Sue London's adventures that you'll never forget. So stay tuned. We'll be right back after this short break.
Get inspired. Create the life you desire with internationally known radio host and motivational speaker Sue London. Sue inspires millions of people to overcome difficult or traumatic situations in their lives. People feel hope, courage, and are ready to move forward after hearing Sue speak. Book motivational speaker Sue London for your next event at AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com.
Get ready for Intentional Living with Deborah Diane every Monday at 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Create your best life by releasing subconscious limiting beliefs and patterns quickly and easily. Each show features a live call-in segment so that you can experience Deborah's intuitive insight and powerful clearing. Deborah's quick wit and spot-on intuition make every show both powerful and fun. For more information, visit ConsciousRepatterning.com.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Tune in each Sunday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Awakening Radio with Patricia. This hit show awakens your dormant, divine, feminine energy. The Awakening Show is the next step on your evolutionary journey through life. Get ready to awaken the dormant seedings within you, your soul's encodement, power, and purpose, and bring this forward with confidence and clarity through the power of your own voice. This show promises to boldly go where you've been before. You just need to remember. Be inspired. Become rewired with The Awakening Radio. Visit awakeningradio.com for weekly topics.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane.
Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Gloria Messenger is a spiritual artist and angel messenger. Her life mission is to celebrate the joy of angel love and deliver your personal message. She helps others open to their angel connection. Gloria's angel portraits offer empowering daily inspiration. To commission your angel portrait, call 905-468-5529. That's 905-468-5529. Or visit www.theangelmessenger.com.
You're back on Get Inspired Radio with Sue London. Folks, today I have the amazing, the incredible, the wonderful Paul Hudson, my personal trainer here today. And I've got to tell you, I really wish you all could be on that call and hearing what's happening between the breaks. I am hearing my producer turn that light bulb on and all kinds of great stuff are happening.
Click.
Right, Christopher? Click. I know, it's awesome. Now, I'm talking about Chris, and I'm not picking on you, Chris. I'm sharing and talking, and Paul's helping because we all love you. You know that, right?
I do know that, and I feel the same way about you.
Well, thank you, because I am now going to let Paul share this funny story. Folks, I promised you that my personal trainer had the permission to share stories about me, and many of you know I am a Reiki master, and I do Reiki energy healing. And Paul said if he was coming on the show, he had to share this story, so I've given him permission. So here's a funny short story from Paul, and I'll let you share it now, Paul.
Well, I think it should start with, I don't think I was aware of Reiki as of what it was. You know, I had no knowledge, and I didn't realize that you had done it until you explained what it was and that you did it. And I've never had an experience like this where, you know, a lot of people they say, oh, I feel a burn, or, you know, my muscles hurt when they're working out. And it was funny to see Sue doing a couple exercises that we do just for structural balance, but, you know, it is very difficult on the legs.
No, that's an understatement. Make it sound like it was, like, beyond hack and
okay,
back again, and it was burning terribly.
Yeah, it was the most difficult thing anybody had ever done. And as soon as we finished the exercise, she started frantically rubbing the front of her thighs. And I'm thinking to myself, you know, what is she doing? And she goes, does this burning ever go away? And I said, well, no, we need that burning because it's a part of, you know, getting better and improving our health. And she keeps rubbing them. And she did this probably, you know, we usually do about 3 or 4 sets, and she did it after every single set. And she finally said, I'm Reikiing it. And I thought to myself, okay, well, I don't know.
I want to quit with this client right away, right?
Yeah, it was pretty funny to see. So I think not only are you a very unique client, but I've had some already first times with you in terms of what I've seen in a gym. So,
and we've only been working together for what, about 2 months now, right?
Yeah, maybe just that, 7 weeks, just under 2 months, I think, yeah.
Yeah, so Christopher, I'm kind of interesting to a lot of people, not just you, see?
I already knew that.
Now, one of the things that we want to talk about, because this was really an eye-opener for me, Paul, as you know, we had some problems with my blood sugar. And I think what's important is if you want to share that story, what happened, and then make people aware that when you work out, there are foods you need to eat and the reason why. So do you want to share what happened to me?
Well, and it's not funny, but it's interesting.
Oh, it was funny. It was quite embarrassing.
I've had this experience with other clients before, so I wasn't, you know, I didn't get upset. I wasn't frantic. I wasn't nervous that it was happening. I understood what was happening, but a lot of people don't understand why this happens to them. And I've even done this to myself before. I mean, even just recently on Monday, it happened to me. I didn't eat the right things throughout the day, and I had to stop halfway through my workout because I was dizzy. But just to share your story, what had happened was we had gone through the workout. I mean, it wasn't... You know, it was the same as their other workouts were before, and you didn't really mention too much throughout the workout. And it was more near the end of the workout where you looked at me and you said, you know, I'm feeling very dizzy. And I said, okay, well, how dizzy? And you can, when you look at a client who hasn't eaten the right things throughout the day and gone through a session, it almost looks like they've had a few drinks or cocktails.
Oh,
their
okay.
Their eyes glaze over a little bit, and that, you know, how dizzy are you? Well, I'm pretty dizzy. And you could see almost that you needed to hold on to something to the point where you're going to fall over.
Yeah.
So I got Sue to sit down, and I got her a Gatorade, because what happens if we don't eat the right things, our blood sugar level drops, and we struggle to even stand or keep conscious. You know, the biggest thing that you need to do before a training session or going to exercise, whether it's hiking or lifting weights or, you know, going for a run, is understanding that there's a time period of about an hour and a half to 2 hours before you train where you need to get a good protein source. You know, you need to get some good fibrous vegetables in there and make sure that you're getting the fuel where your body's not running on nothing. And the other thing is, it's called glycogen, so it's our blood sugar levels. And if they're low, before we even work out, we use those low glycogen storages to work out, and we deplete them even more, which means our body can't even function. So,
well, and you had shared, too, that, like, folks, I'm proud of how I eat. And I'm, like, telling Paul, yeah, you know, I can't understand this. I had had, I think, remind me if you remember, Paul, I had yogurt, a banana, and two peaches for breakfast, didn't I?
Yeah, that's right.
And
I remember what I said, too.
Yeah, you could tell them.
So it was, she explained what she had eaten, and I looked at her and I said, so basically, you know, those are all great things for you, but they're good in moderation, and they're good at certain points in the day. And because she had, you know, a little bit more than what a normal person would have in one sitting, she had basically eaten, you know, a couple handfuls of candy or sugar, and then her sugar drops because she had a spike in sugar where she felt great at the beginning of the workout, and then it was gone by the end of the workout, right? So she had eaten all kinds of sugar and carbohydrates before we worked out instead of a protein source.
Yeah, so folks, learn from me. Don't ever do that. It was really, I had a headache for the rest of the day, and I remember you said, just sit down, Sue. You can't drive. I'm not letting you go yet. Is Ross home? And you were kept asking me these questions. I'm like, what's wrong with you? Yes, everything is fine, you know. So now I eat properly, and as you advised me, I eat, you know, the eggs. I have the blueberries and toast and, you know, I'm eating a lot better, and that's really important to do, folks. Would you believe that we're almost out of time? We've got about a minute left. Paul, is there anything, and no pressure on you, in a minute, is there anything that we didn't share that was really important to get out for anybody that's just starting to work out?
I think what I do need to share is, you know, I don't want to preach, and I don't want to tell people what to do with their lives, and that's not what I try and do. But I want to inspire people and show them that there's so much more to our lives than all these things that we're trying to achieve. And we need to take time for ourselves to truly enjoy our life and truly enjoy our health, because that's our number one gift. I truly believe that. And we've been given the gift of life and the gift of health. And if we don't take the time to take care of that, then we're never going to be able to enjoy the things that we work so hard to achieve in our lives.
That's so true.
I think, you know, at the end of the day, just take the time. And I've had so many people, you know, give me excuses here and there, and until they make the decision themselves to take the time, you know, it's never going to happen. Nobody can ever tell them what to do. And at the end of the day, just take the time to do it, because you'll never regret becoming a healthier person.
Yeah, you couldn't have said that better, Paul. I cannot tell you how so proud and honored I am to have you as my trainer. You really are such a genuine, kind, you're supportive, and you are so knowledgeable. And what you just said there really sums it up, the type of person you are. And folks, that's what I call a true, really great personal trainer. And that's who it is my hope that you get connected to when you walk through the door of a gym, because Paul is awesome. I love you so much, my friend.
Thank you.
Are you tired of hearing that? I said that every week.
No. You know, it's good. It's always good to hear, and I appreciate that people appreciate what I work so hard to do for them as well. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much, folks. We'll bring Paul back, because we didn't get into some stretches or anything about the stretches he does. He's just
incredible. I can talk for days.
We could. And it's not always just me, folks.
Yeah.
Now, I want to thank my guest today, Paul Hudson, and I want to thank all of you for tuning into the show. Next week on the show, we've got psychic medium Bonnie Christina Ross, and I want to invite you all to phone in and experience a psychic reading from her. And also next week, I'm going to be hosting from the Heart Radio on Wednesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, and my guest will be Marlise Carlin, and she's going to be helping us all to become peaceful, so you want to tune into that too. Now, on behalf of my amazing, wonderful, great friend, Paul Hudson, my wonderful producer, Christopher DiPaolo, and myself, Sue London, we want to wish you much love and many blessings, and I look forward to inspiring you again real soon. Have a great week, everyone.
You've been listening to Get Inspired with Sue London. If you've missed any part of this program or would like to find out more about Sue London and how to get inspired, please visit AskSueLondon.com. That's AskSueLondon.com. Tune in to Get Inspired every Thursday on TransformationTalkRadio.com at 3 p.m. Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern to be inspired by radio host Sue London and her guest to help you create the life you desire.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one.
Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation Talk Radio. A higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody. We'll see you there.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of the Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host at transformationtalkradio.com.
I've heard people say that too much of anything is not good for you, baby. But I don't know about that.
Love is officially in the air. Transformation Talk Radio and the Dr. Pat Show is showing you love all year long, not just for Valentine's Day. Dr. Pat, known for her Pay It Forward manifesto, is now joined by the hosts on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm in love, baby, with Transformation Talk Radio. Tune in to TransformationTalkRadio.com. Amazing host, incredible guest. Get your groove on. Feel the love, be the love.
Can't get enough of your love, thing.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.